I know what you're thinking, Punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Check 1-2, check 1-2. Here we go once again, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL. Coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com and ChronicCast.com, ChronicCast.org, TrashManVideo.net. Give a shout out saying what's up to TaylorMade, Trash Man, Dope Man. You know what's going on, man. You know how I do. I'm in the lab cooking up some shit. This little show I got right now ain't really about too much shit, man. It's just, I have to respond to Trash Man right quick on some things. And I mean, it is what it is, man. But before I do that, I would like to congratulate Trash Man on his Talking Trash Volume 10. Motherfucker, about time. Shit. Nigga, don't you ever keep me waiting that long for no motherfucking shit that you do. You feel me, man? You gonna tell me Talking Trash Volume 10 gonna be out at a specific time, a particular time? The motherfucker, make sure that shit come on out, man. I got better things to do to be waiting on your motherfucking ass, man. You feel me? That's some bullshit, man. Don't be keeping me waiting, man. I don't like that. Well, anyway, I like to say that it was a tight show. I've watched the progression of Trash Man from a one-celled organism to a complex organism. You know what I'm saying? What can I say, man? In the beginning, your shows was just like a hot steaming pile of shit because, I mean, I know I speak for everybody. Your audio was just, I just wanted to cut my own motherfucking throat whenever I listened to half of your shit, man. Because I couldn't understand what the fuck was being said because your audio was just so fucked up, man. I mean, you had the persona down. You had the character down, the Trash Man character, which, I mean, it's not really a character. I mean, it's you. I mean, you had that shit basically sewn up. You had an interesting show, but just the quality of your show, it fucking sucked elephant balls. Seriously, man. But with the arrival of Talking Trash Volume 10, I must say, my friend, that your shit is crisp. Your shit is tight. And can't nobody take that away from you. You've been in the game. I don't know. When did you start this shit up, man? 2005, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. When did the big podcast craze start? You know, when everybody was over there fucking with, what's that nigga? Payroll and shit, man. Everybody was trying to cut their teeth on this little project, trying to figure out how to do podcasting and shit. And I remember you from your humble beginnings, brother. You know what I mean? You was going around, you was shopping for motherfuckers to actually, get down with and have somebody take you under their wing. And didn't nobody want to fuck with you, man. You know what I mean? But yet and still, you persevered and you drove on and you basically said, fuck everybody. I'm going to make this shit work. I'm going to shine irregardless. And so you get kudos, you get accolades, you get, I mean, nigga, shit. What can I say? Talking Trash Volume 10 is what it is. It's not necessarily a masterpiece, not yet. It's getting there. I mean, the audio is crisp. The subject matter is crisp, except for when you're talking shit about the Fat Mac, you fucking bastard. But anyway, I just like to say that, yes, I will give the applause. I give the props. Talking Trash Volume 10 was worth the wait. All right, now let's get on to other pressing matters at hand. First of all, I'd like to say, regarding your comments regarding my shows, I'd like to say that if Chronic Central ever wants to possibly even remotely win a SEA award, nigga, y'all gonna have to expand your motherfucking horizons, man. You just can't get on this motherfucker and talk about ass and titties and drugs and fucking robbing motherfuckers and especially you, Trash Man, running around with the ski mask on with the fucking goddamn meat cleaver talking about chopping niggas up and shit. Man, y'all gonna have to possibly, just maybe, talk about something fucking relevant, nigga. Just a little something. That's all I'm doing. It's just just giving y'all a little bit of substance up in this motherfucker. Just a little bit. I hate to sound bougie, but yet and still, this is the reality of the situation. No, we cannot all sit around with the ski mask on and the meat cleaver and talk about cutting up fat people. No, we can't do that. Some of us have other pressing issues. Some of us have other pressing matters to deal with and to fuck with. Some of us want to talk about shit that's relevant, like religion, like politics, like socioeconomic shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry if these subjects are just a little too over your head, Mr. Trash Man. Oh, yes. So, basically what I'm doing here is, like I said, I'm trying to provide just an alternative, and if my alternative only attracts 5 viewers or listeners or 10 viewers or listeners, that's not really the issue. That's not really the point. The point is trying to give variety to the show. The point is to try and give some sort of I don't want to say validity, because the show or Chronicast is valid regardless of what the fuck I do, you know what I'm saying? But yet still, I'm thinking more long haul, more so long term. I seen that Chronicast was real close to doing some high powered shit with, you know, they got nominated for the SEA, but for some reason, somehow, Chronicast fell short. So I thought that just maybe, quite possibly, motherfuckers didn't make it because y'all didn't really have shit of relevance on the show. Y'all got music out the ass, no doubt. Niggas love music. Niggas love music like they love Kool-Aid and grilled cheese, nigga. Hey, y'all got it locked, stock, and barrel, motherfucking music. I mean, what's the best way to attract niggas? Shit, finger snapping music, you know what I'm saying? Or chopped and screwed, yeah. Okay, no disrespect to none of the niggas doing the music thing, but yet and still, fuck, nigga, can we do a little something different? Just a little something different? Yes. Hold on 1 second, man. I'm feeling a little bit parched. Yeah, I'm gonna take me a little break right now. I'll be right back.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Love, what's up with you?
Oh, man, you missed it last night, man.
I was trying to hit a nigga last night. What y'all doing?
Like
oh,
that.
Nigga, we was out on some shit. Man, we was doing it big. Man, we was chilling like shit.
Yeah. Last night was incredible, unforgettable. Seen some ass and seed, had to let you know.
Last night, I put my thing down, got my thing on, did my thug thing, it wasn't a thing wrong.
Last night, I told him adjust my mic level. I can't hear myself, and plus turn up the echo.
Last night, I took a 5-hour plane flight, spitting at my homegirl via satellite.
Yeah. Last night, what you did was top secret, and you wouldn't believe it unless you peeped it. She was off the chain, all to Wayne, all insane. Alcohol stalled her brain. Last night I copped the right weed. Had my body slow mo with thoughts of light speed.
Last night
was a long one, I was on one, a strong one, smoking till it's all done.
We out, we out, we out. 40 miles over the speed limit, on target like a bullet to the knees. From the SWAT team with them, shooting these in them. Trigger kamikaze with 2 shots of hen. Then step up to the stage and pass a fleet of venom, so we can take a sip and let the poison get in them. Engulf the mic like a vortex. Without a pin or Lex, I get more affection. Bad no attention, cause I learned my lesson. Go hard and bitterness, so I never sweat.
Last night
struck the Hollywood hoes in action. Nasty,
your
high, watch out, they
backstab. Chillin' with the city lights flash bright, burning rubber in a riddle, living in the fast life. That's right, I saw the last of my IDs. One too many of them Long Island iced teas.
Act right,
you thought you was the life of the party, feeling lighthearted off the line in Bacardi. Last night, I seen your girl at a red light. Took it to Sequoia Heights, but we did it all night.
Last night, I spent my whole night up, met some hoes at a festival, lowriders, fine hunters, lip gloss shine, hypnotize my man. And like a fool, I am out of the mirage. We was already high, but with the killer sunrises, jacket my ties, it was all over. Wish I stayed sober, cause I don't know what happened, and niggas keep on laughing.
Last night,
oh that's right, you was popping at the cutie with the big backside.
Yeah, last night, I was watching movies on my sofa, knowing Susie and soon be coming over.
Last night, I cracked a cold one, finna smoke some, but lost the whole blunt.
Last night, we lit up with the premium blend, hit it again and again and make the world spin.
Last night, I rode across the Golden Gate Bridge, headed for the old with Pep and J. Biz.
Last night, I got paid before and late after, rubbing the mic and broke bread at the tabernacle.
Last night, I was sleeping from drinking too early in the evening. The Hennessy had me early to heat.
Last night, I broke on through to that side, party till my body capsized.
Last night, I saw the most luscious host the tushes, looking with luxurious and capris and pedal pushers, hair brushes, had us watching for the black and whites. He paid the sobriety checks and spotlight.
Last night, I smoked the bomb sack facial. Then I got a call from this girl I hate, bro. What? She said I'm coming by, don't think that I'm my H, bro. I'm thinking, how you know I was on the 8th floor?
Last night was scorching, blazing, an overload of endorphins. This motorola's so just torching. Act right, got me acting brazen at the ladies. I may push it, but don't force it.
We swing a finger right when we skate in a caravan, kicking up dust and disappear in a sandstorm. Mash on the gas and the brake and escape to the next experience. We do it heavyweight.
Last night, I got pulled over by the popers. Wasn't sober, they let me go with the color of my donuts.
We was compact deep in the back seat, going tone deaf from distorted 15.
Last night, check it out, they was moving too slow. I was in the fast lane with the cruise control.
Yeah, baby, yeah, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL getting down, man, getting his hands a little dirty. Y'all know this ain't really my style, you know, the confrontational type shit, you know, and it ain't really confrontational. Some may seem it as such, but I just want to clear the air and make things perfectly clear about what the fuck I do, why I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, man. Yeah, I feel that there's a need for some different subject matter on Chronic Cast, and that's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm going to do. At any particular time, if you feel that you cannot handle the intelligent conversation, Mr. Trashman, please feel free to tell me, and I will just send you the endless supply of ignorant nigger shit to post on Chronic Cast. Yes, my friend, I will submit, and I will let you just basically drag Chronic Cast through the fucking mud and just basically just play ignorant nigga shit. Yeah. God damn it. What's that you say? God damn it. Yeah, man. Like I said, man, hey, we got the music and we got you running around with the ski mask. Gonna chop up fat people with the goddamn meat cleaver. Is that what the fuck y'all want to represent at the SEA Awards? Maybe possibly next year if you get nominated. Is that all you want to be able to show these motherfuckers? Is that you got, like, I mean, come on, nigga. Come on, man. We got to diversify our portfolio. Diversify it. Diversify the portfolio. I feel that what I do and what Trashman does, what Taylor May does, and also, what's that cat's, man?
You know I ain't seen no shit.
Did
cat,
you notice
man?
A sign in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
I can't remember. Anyway,
cause shit. It ain't there, cause storing dead niggers ain't my fucking music, business, shit. That's why.
Oh, this is embarrassing, man. I can't remember that nigga name for shit, man. Well, it'll come back to me in a minute and shit. Well, anyway, like I said, the combination of everybody doing their thing, man, makes for a pretty good soup, man. Makes for a pretty good salad and shit, man. You know what I mean? So, big ups to everybody. Like I said, not denigrating nobody's craft. You know what I mean? But this is basically a little something that I'm putting together for Trash Man to get him to overstand what's going on and why I do what I do, how I do, how I do, and for what. Man, this nigga right here, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, YouTube ass, crazy ass, psychopath ass nigga, man. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get a fat boy coalition, and me and Matthew, your favorite fat boy on YouTube, we gonna forge a coalition. A fat boy coalition to come and get you, nigga. You better leave me alone, nigga. God damn it. Where was I at? Anyway, take me another break. I'll be back.
But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the dead nigger in my garage.
Oh, Jimmy, don't even worry about it.
No, look at me. I don't think about anything. I want to ask you a question. When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign out in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign?
Why?
Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.
But Jimmy, we're not going to store them.
No. Don't you fucking realize, man, that if Bonnie comes home and finds a dead body in her house, I'm going to get divorced.
All right, no marriage counseling, no trial separation. I'm gonna get fucking divorced, okay? And I don't wanna get fucking divorced.
I said he's so sweet. I wanna lick the rapper. So I let her lick the rapper. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop. She say I'm like a lollipop.
Well, Dig, that's about all I have to say. I'd like to end on a happy note, and I'd just like to say that I did very much enjoy Talking Trash Volume 10, just like I've enjoyed all the Talking Trashes. Yes, I have. And I'd like to just say that, Trash Man, you have come a long way, baby. I mean, your shows used to, quality-wise, they used to suck. Seriously. Quality-wise, content-wise, your shows have always been interesting, and they've always been, that's why motherfuckers tuned in, and that's why your shows have always been tolerable, because just the character and the content, it always superseded the goddamn quality. But now, you got the quality sewn up, and of course, fuck, who gonna be able to fuck with the Trash Man character, man? The Trash Man persona. That's right. But I know one thing, man. You keep talking greasy, man. Me and Matthew, we gonna pay you a visit, nigga. I know you ain't really studying that, but that Matthew motherfucker, he got something on his mind, man. That's right. And I can see them wheels turning, and you are really walking on thin ice with Matthew, man. Seriously. So you keep playing with that nigga if you want to, man. You sitting up there with your meat cleaver talking about how you gonna chop that nigga up and shit. It might be the other way around, man. Shit. Ooh. Okay. Well, it's been fun. I think I should take Trash Man's advice and I'm working on some ignorant nigger shit to send him so he can post on Chronic Cast, due to the fact that my past shows, the subject matter has been over the heads of most niggas, I would assume, according to Trash Man, because he says that the downloads are kind of low. So it's quite obvious that black folks don't want to hear nothing of relevance. They don't want to hear anything that has some substance, I would assume. So I'll keep it on third grade level. Let me see. Let me look through my Rolodex of ignorant nigga shit. Bouncing titties, fat asses, selling dope, selling weed, taking X, robbing niggas, how to boost, how to... Let me see. Oh, man, there's all kind of ignorant nigga shit I could speak on and shit, but I would need help with that. Because I don't really too much do ignorant nigga shit. I would need Trash Man's help on that. So Trash Man, if you could help me with the ignorant nigga shit, because I know that you're the king of ignorant nigga shit. So please give me a ring, call me, and let me give you some advice on how to do a total ignorant nigga shit show. Yeah. Okay, man, check it out. I'm getting kind of tired, man. You can probably tell the batteries is running low, man. Kind of tired, homie. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get this and like I said, Trash Man, nigga, don't ever keep me waiting on another goddamn Trash Man talking trash, volume whatever, motherfucker. Okay. I'm gonna give you a pass on this one, nigga. But hey, nigga, don't do it. Me and Matthew gonna come and see you, nigga. Shit. Laugh if you want to. Fat Mac Baby. All day, every day. I'm out.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said Dead Nigger Storage?
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign?
Why?
Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.